Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. What a day. What a Saturday morning. I guess we're going to skip winter in Southern California. I'm going to enjoy it. I hope you do too. However, there are a few sticklers. I went to school this week. Yes, I'm in school. It's my sentence. I've got 20 more years. I went to school, and the teacher wasn't there. And another teacher showed up and said, "Sorry to tell you, your teacher died." Your teacher, well-loved, died. And the teacher died of the flu. The teacher was only in his 50s. The teacher was ostensibly very healthy. That's a new one on me. Hadn't gotten that close yet to someone that actually died of the flu. Every year you hear people die of the flu. How many mothers I've had in the office this time round, and their kids are going to ER. The kids are going to the hospital. The grammar school kids, the little ones, the 6, 7, 8, 9-year-olds are going to the hospital this year because of the killer flu. And everybody's saying it, and we're not accustomed to listening to them, in a sense, right? The news, fake news, exaggerated claims. I don't know. Something's going around that's nasty. If you get it, you're going to get hurt. Don't get it. If you get it, well, then what do? This is about immunity. You've got to understand immunity to protect yourself. You've got to understand why a vaccine, well, may confer some benefit, but often misses by a mile. You've got to understand that the body, the human body, actually has its own vaccination system. Sounds strange to some of you. Many of you are so anti-vaccine. Wouldn't you know it? Really, the concept of the vaccine is actually an ingenious concept that the Chinese actually experimented with thousands of years ago. That's right. They take smallpox crusts, grind them up into a powder, and snort them. Yeah. Did you know that? The ancient Chinese, you're going back into some of the earlier smallpox waves that swept the world, the Chinese, ahead of the curve, would take the crusts of infected people, dry them out, grind them up, and snort them. And what they would give themselves is an attenuated form, a modified form of the virus. And sure enough, it would confer immunity. Jenner, Edward Jenner, in the 1800s would notice that people that got cowpox usually didn't get smallpox. He noticed the milkmaids that milked the cows that got cowpox, Jenner noticed, early microbiologist, didn't get smallpox. And realizing that, again, this concept, snake charmers, you know, guys that pick up snakes, you love that on YouTube, Discovery Channel, the flute and the cobra comes out. Those guys get bit. They don't show you that, right? But they get bit. But guess what? Generally, they're immune to the bite. They get a little sick. Animals do that too. We see the vaccination concept at use all the time. Now, what we may be doing in our labs every year, right? We made the flu vaccine for this year's flu. Well, it didn't work too well. And this is one of the things you're hearing from everybody. Get it anyway, because it'll reduce your chances, but just know it didn't work too well. What does that mean? Well, The problem with modern-day vaccination may not be the concept or the attenuation of the virus. It may mean the garbage they put in there. It may mean all sorts of little nooks and crannies that we can't get into today along the way. So understand this. First of all, your body's got its own vaccination system already working. And then number two, it may not be the concept that's flawed. It may be the process through which we actually manifest the concept. So nothing's black and white. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. I try to make it black and white, but nothing's black and white. This is Straight Talk on Health. Get to the website, if you can, straighttalk.cc, not .com, .cc. If you're listening and you're on the road, sometimes in traffic, well, just listen and then get to the website when you can. I've got tons of pictures. They tell the story. One picture saves 5 minutes of airtime, at least. Get to the website. Immunity. As we know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Don't get the flu. Boost your immunity before you get the flu. Yes, I'd love to say, take this, that, and the other supplement. I'll mention a few today. Herbs are great to boost immunity, and you can boost immunity in a variety of ways. The truth, next to the fundamentals, the herbs you use to boost immunity don't mean squat. And you know that's the theme of the show anyway. Don't exaggerate the use of the herb. Don't do that. Then you'll find out what herbs are really good for. What do we mean by boosting immunity? What do we even mean by the immune system? Quick story. Four places in the body. The spleen, if you know what a spleen is. The bone marrow. Lymph nodes. At least at one time, the thymus gland. Go to picture 10. Four organs of the immune system, bone marrow, thymus gland, spleen, and lymph nodes. They make immune system cells. What are immune system cells? They're like martial artists. Immune system cells are like martial artists, each trained in a different form of kill. Neutrophils, eosinophils, basophils, monocytes, macrophages, B cells, T cells, NK cells, or natural killer cells. There's more cells than that. But just think of your immune system as a bunch of cells made in those organs, especially the bone marrow. That's the big problem with some of these chemo drugs. Rituxan, there's a classic one. Cyclophosphamide, cyclosporin, any of the immunosuppressant drugs go in there and mess up the immune system because they really hurt the bone marrow. When your bone marrow is not producing, when it's not vital, the immune system's not vital. That's why lots of people that get the flu and die of it are the ones that are already immunosuppressed on drugs. So there's number one. If you're on a drug and you know it's immunosuppressive, good luck. Don't get sick. Stay away from places that congregate germs. That's number one if you're on an immunosuppressive drug. Often you know it, but you don't really know what it means. It means duck when the flu comes. Next to that, there's no solution. Well, there is, but the real smart move if you're immunosuppressed due to drugs is stay away from the virus. And right, when you go to public places, movie theaters, when you travel, when you go down to your local gym, LA Fitness, 24-Hour Fitness, Equinox, when you decide to shower in those places, when you go on vacations and stay in hotels, when you visit your friend Charlie in the hospital. These are the kinds of things you want to think about if you're immunosuppressed a little bit older. I have much more exciting ones, though. What do we mean by immunosuppression? Those cells get stupid. Like it. Aggressive police force versus one that's just, you know, you ever see that security guard that, you know, he's not standing up for anything. Right. Your immune system can be like a lazy security guard or a very aggressive police officer. Well, you want the very aggressive police officer if you're fighting the flu. If you're going to have a strong immunity, your immune system, and guys, we can watch this. I watch this all the time on my microscopes. People's white blood cells, very lazy, not moving. And then you've got these white blood cells that are charging across the screen, eating everything in their sight. Super aggressive. Well, people live in various stages of immune system aggressivity. That's why those immunosuppressive drugs are so dangerous. Here's one you don't think about: your sleep. Really, I'd like to say it like this. If you're keeping a vigilant eye out for the flu, and you should be, one thing you got to do is check your sleep. You go through a week of bad sleep and you start feeling all the little side effects of bad sleep. That's an alarm. Before you get the flu, straighten that out. Take that extra weekend and get that extra sleep. Take that day off from work and get that good sleep. In flu season, when you feel your sleep slip, make sure a flag goes down and straighten it out. Yeah, number one on my list, very close to number one on my list, to fight the flu is get your sleep. During flu season, get your sleep. You know what that's like. How many of you got up this morning and it didn't matter that you didn't sleep? Why? It's sunny, it's warm, the wind's not blowing. Those are environments. It's like a fine spring day in Los Angeles. Those are the environments where you can shake the negative effects of a sleep. If you only get 3 to 4 hours of sleep, take a walk on the beach this afternoon and lie in the sun for half an hour. And you know what you got? You got an immune boost that nothing can give you. Well, if you can't get sleep, at least do the other things. And if you can get sleep because you can change your habits, get sleep. All right, how about this one? Travel. Spoke to a guy last week. He's got to go see his wife. She's up the coast. She's doing some sort of a theater piece. He's not going to get his sleep, and he's going to get on that jet. When you get on that jet, if there is one single act that's going to get you sick, it's flying. Why? Well, people make the mistake of thinking that the problem with flying is, you know, you're trapped in there with all these people and germs are flying around. And you, this is nonsense. You're going to get the same effect going to a movie theater. Who in our jargon talks about, well, I went to a movie theater and I got exposed to that flu. No, you're always talking about that jet ride. You're making a mistake if you think it's the crowd. What it is jets are flying microwave ovens. A jet is simply a microwave in the sky. When you fly, you are being inundated, radiated beyond your belief. There ought to be a law. There really ought to be a law. The immunosuppression you suffer on a jet is legion. It's just one of those things like the air in Long Beach and San Pedro. It ought to be outlawed. But it's not going to be outlawed. And you're not being told. Well, you're not being told in the hierarchy. That's why you listen to this show. You can go Google up all sorts of things that immunosuppress. I'm telling you, in the top three, top four, are these excursions on jets. You do a 4 or 5 hour ride, you get complicated and you end up being on a jet plus an airport for 6, 7, 8, 10, 12 hours, what you've done to your immune system, I mean, beyond repair. Bad. Really bad. This is why when you fly, make sure you're doing the liposomal glutathione. Make sure you're doing the CoQ10. Make sure you're doing immune boosters. Make sure you're doing melatonin. Jet rides are bad. Make sure that you bring some of those healing clays that you can put on your hands and feet. Something to reset and recharge before and after the flight. You should have a sense of normal within yourself. You should have a sense of normal. You should have a sense of what it is when you feel good. Very simple. When you stop feeling good, there's a flag. If you fly, we call it jet lag. If you have a massive fight with your ex-wife or with the wife you're going to be exed with, you know what it's like to be immunosuppressed. If you lose your job, if your landlord tells you get out and you have 30 days, we all know what it's like to be.